Title: Snare Flam Timing, Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, let's do an advanced drum and bass move that sounds simple, but it's one of those details that separates two snares stacked from this groove is alive. Today is all about snare flam timing in Ableton Live using Arrangement View. And I want you to keep one idea in your head the entire time. A DNB flam is not two hits that happen to be close together. It's a controlled micro-timing event. We're sculpting milliseconds on purpose to create size, aggression, and forward motion, without turning your snare into a blurry double hit. By the end, you'll have a rolling two-step style arrangement where the main snare is locked on beats 2 and 4, and a flam layer either hits just before it, or occasionally just after, as a deliberate phrase move. And we'll keep it punchy with transient control, phase checks, and a clean snare bus. First, set up for precision. Set your tempo in the classic range, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Go into arrangement view. Make sure automation mode is off so you're not accidentally writing anything while you edit. Now your grid. Set the grid to 1/16th and turn fixed grid on. That's just for clean editing structure. The real sauce is that we'll nudge in milliseconds using track delay, clip offsets, and tiny splits. Step 1. Build your clean snare anchor. This is the main snare. It's the one that never moves. The flam can move around all day, but your main snare is the king that defines the backbeat. If you're doing this in MIDI, create a MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and load your main snare sample onto a pad. Program hits on beats 2 and 4 for 8 bars. Then open the pad's simpler settings. Set it to one shot. Turn warp off unless you have a specific reason to warp a one shot. Set voices to 1 so it can't overlap and accidentally create extra flams, and keep start at 0 so you're not shaving the transient. If you prefer auto, drag your snare one shot into arrangement on its own track and consolidate if needed so it stays neat when you start editing. Either way, check your mindset. Main snare stays perfectly placed. We're going to decorate it, not destabilize it. Step 2. Duplicate to create the flam layer. Duplicate the snare track. Name them clearly, because once you start splitting and offsetting, you don't want mystery tracks. Call them snare main and snare flam. On snare flam, turn it down right away. Start somewhere like 8 to 14 dB quieter than the main. That's not a rule forever, it's just a safe starting point so you don't accidentally build a messy double. And here's a really reliable advanced habit. Don't flam full band unless you mean to. Put an EQ8 on the flam layer and high pass it around 180 to 300 HE. That way, the main snare owns the weight and low mid body, and the flam supports presence and urgency instead of creating that papery split snare effect in the 200 to 800 HE zone. Now step 3. Create the flam timing. This is where arrangement view becomes a weapon. We're going to use 3 methods, and you can mix them depending on the section. Method 1. Track delay. Fast, repeatable, and perfect for consistent pre-flams. In Live's mixer section, enable track delays. On snare flam, set a negative delay so it hits early. Start with minus 10 milliseconds. That's a classic tight flam. Now do a quick feel sweep. Minus 6 milliseconds is subtle. It's more like thickening the transient. Minus 10 to minus 18 is where it reads as an obvious flam and adds urgency. Minus 20 to minus 30 starts sounding like a double hit, which can be sick for jungle bite or phrase punctuation, but don't live there all the time. Then balance the level. Tight flam? Keep it really tucked, like 10 to 16 dB under the main. Bigger flam? Bring it up closer, maybe 6 to 10 dB under the main. Always check with hats playing, by the way. DNB tight is often anchored by your closed hats or rides more than your kick and snare grid. If you pick flam timing while hats are muted, you might choose something that falls apart the second the hats come back. Quick coach tip before we go further. Calibrate your ear with null timing. Temporarily set the flam to perfectly align with the main, and bring the flam level up until you clearly hear comb filtering. That ugly hollowing is your reference point. Then lower it again and start moving earlier in tiny steps. You'll feel the moment it crosses from phase coloration into perceived flam. That's your sweet zone. Method 2. Arrangement nudging. This is the surgical, phrase-based approach. If your flam is auto, click the clip and turn warp off for one-shots. Bad warp settings on one-shots are a top-tier way to smear transients and make your snare feel like it has a soft front. Now slice the flam audio into individual hits. Put the cursor at each hit boundary and split. Once each hit is its own clip, you can nudge specific ones earlier or later. If you need finer moves, temporarily change your grid to 164, or disable fixed grid so you can do micro adjustments without snapping. And don't forget a super clean trick in arrangement. Use tiny fades as transient shapers. If the flam is giving you a double-click feeling right at the start, add a 0.5 to 2 millisecond fade in on the flam clip. That's often cleaner than compressing, because the problem might literally be just the first few samples. If your flam is MIDI, keep the main snare fixed, and on the flam track open the MIDI clip. Turn off snap temporarily and drag the flam notes earlier by about 8 to 20 milliseconds. Watch the timing readout as you move. Then turn snap back on so your life doesn't become chaos. This method is amazing for DNB because it lets you be musical with it. Tight in the verse, wider in the drop, and only exaggerated on phrase endings, without setting up complicated automation. Method 3. Psychoacoustic flam. This is the make it feel like a flam without hearing two snares method. On snare flam, swap the sample for a very short, clicky layer. Think rim, stick, or just the top of a snare filtered hard. Put simple delay on it, turn sync off so you're in millisecond mode, set left and right around 10 to 16 milliseconds, feedback at 0, and dry slash wet at 100%. You're using it as a fixed offset, not an echo. Then EQ it, high pass it hard, around 700 Hz up to 1.2K, and add a little shelf in the 6 to 10K zone if it needs air. Blend it quiet, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB. What you get is a perception of something leads into the snare, but your main transient stays clean and club solid. Now step 4, control transient dominance, so the flam doesn't steal the hit. Put drum bus on the flam layer. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6. Then pull transients down, negative values, maybe minus 5 down to minus 20. That reduces the flam's transient edge so it pushes the main snare instead of competing with it. Usually leave boom off on the flam. Optionally add a normal compressor. Not glue yet. Use an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds, ratio 2:1:4:1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to smash it, you're just controlling the flam layer's tendency to jump out. And another small but advanced move, noise tail management. A lot of snares have noise tails that stack up fast when doubled. If the flam is building hiss and wash behind the snare, put a gate on the flam layer and tighten the release so it supports the front, but doesn't stack tails. Step 5. Phase and mono sanity check. This is not optional for heavy DNB. Layering and micro-timing can cause partial cancellation, especially if your layers share similar frequency content. Put utility on each snare track. Temporarily set width to 0% so you're listening in mono. Then, on the flam layer, try phase invert left or right, or both. Pick the setting that gives you more punch in mono. Once you've chosen, set width back. Generally, keep snares mostly mono for club focus and get your width from tops, rides, rooms, and effects, not from the core snare transient. Two quick reality checks while we're here. 1. Milliseconds versus samples. If you're at 48K, 1 millisecond is about 48 samples. At 44.1K, it's about 44 samples. So when you're thinking why does minus 8 milliseconds feel weird today, check your sample rate, because you're literally changing the resolution of your nudges. 2. Latency pitfalls. If you're auditioning micro-timing while you have heavy look-ahead limiters, linear phase EQ, or oversampling in your snare chain, you can misjudge the pocket. Temporarily bypass high-latency devices while you decide timing, then re-enable them after you commit. Step 6. Group and build a snare bus that's arrangement-ready. Select snare main and snare flam, group them and call it snare bus. On the bus, start with EQ8. If it's muddy, cut a couple dB around 180 to 350 with a wide curve. If it needs crack, add a little around 2 to 4.5K, but keep it tasteful. DNB snares get harsh fast when you're loud. Then glue compressor. Try an attack at 3 milliseconds for tighter control, or 10 milliseconds if you want more transient through. Release on auto or 0.1 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Turn soft clip on. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. If you're going darker and heavier, this is where you can get aggression without turning it into brittle top-end pain. A gentle limiter after that is fine, just shaving maybe a dB on the wildest hits. Now step 7. Make the flam evolve across 16 bars, because constant flam is one of the biggest mistakes. It gets static and the arrangement stops lifting. Here's a simple DNB map. Bars 1 to 8, verse. Tight flam. Track delay around minus 8 to minus 12 milliseconds, and keep the flam level lower. Bars 9 to 16, drop. Wider. Nastier. Push it to minus 14 to minus 22 milliseconds, or do it selectively. For example, only make the bar ending snares extra wide, like -20 to -28 milliseconds, so the phrase ends whip forward. And if you want a jungle nod, use an occasional 8 flam on the last snare before a fill. Move the flam after the main by +10 to +18 milliseconds. That slapback drag feels intentional if you use it sparingly, especially right before a switch. If you're layering an amen or another break, think call and response. Keep the main snare consistent, and let the break's ghost snare become the flam on certain hits. Edit the break directly in arrangement so it only answers where you want, and gate it if the tails are getting messy. Advanced variations if you want to go further. Try frequency split flam timing. Make two flam layers, a flam TOP that's high passed at 1 to 2K and set earlier, like -12 milliseconds. Then a flam mid, band passed around 400 HC to 2K, but less early, like -6 milliseconds. The snare feels like it opens into the hit instead of sounding like a doubled sample. Or do a push-pull flam map across four bars, bar 1 tight, bar 2 slightly wider, bar 3 tight again, bar 4 widest as a phrase marker. In arrangement, split the flam clips per bar and offset each region differently. This is one of those sounds pro, look simple techniques. You can also do a ghost flam hybrid. Use a quiet ghost stick sample early on most hits, and save the real flam for phrase ends. That keeps speed and clarity, but still gives you those big moments. And if you want width without killing mono, try an M/S-style approach on just the top tick. Duplicate the high-pass tick. One copy stays mono, width at 0. The other gets widened to maybe 120 to 160%, turned down, and offset by just a few milliseconds different from the first. You get air and motion, but the core punch stays centered. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you build. If the flam is too loud, it becomes a messy double hit and you lose punch. If your snare layers are super wide, you'll get phase issues and weak club translation. This audio version is shortened for playback.